With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal authorities have launched an investigation now into exactly what caused a pilot to decide to try and make an emergency landing on a Florida highway, something that led to two people's deaths.
Everybody stand by. There's an alert 3 in progress. Everybody stand by.
And that is the voice of the tower control. A rescue helicopter was approaching the scene at the same time, and the audio courtesy of liveatc.net.
Tower Shadow 5 rescue helicopter requests to go to the scene.
Shadow 5, proceed direct as requested.
That investigation now underway. Senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says the supplemental aid bill should be seen as much more than temporary assistance for allies like Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
This should be named the National Security Industrial Base Renaissance Bill. Almost $50 billion that go directly into our capacity to produce everything from submarines to howitzer rounds.
Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump says this week's decision by a special counsel not to charge President Biden in a classified documents case represents a two-tiered system of justice. The former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, now running for the U.S. Senate.
Hogan made the announcement on Friday to run for a seat that hasn't had a Republican senator in 37 years. The former governor is a moderate who considered a presidential bid. As governor, he became a national figure as one of the few members of the GOP willing to criticize Donald Trump. Republican leaders are wrestling with Democrats for Senate control, so they're eager to pick up a seat. Hogan, who served two terms as governor and left office early last year, announced his bid for Senate just hours before Maryland's filing deadline. He'll run for Senator Ben Cardin's open seat, who is retiring. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And this is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place. Michael Harrington has a report.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question in the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature just last year. This is SRN News. More details on the pilot who was forced to use a highway as a runway, causing a deadly crash and leading to at least two deaths. Correspondent Jackie Quinn takes a closer look.
There were five people on board the Bombardier Challenger 600 jet when it tried to land on Interstate 75 in Florida's Collier County, near the start of Alligator Alley. Brianna Walker and her friend were driving when she started recording video of the fiery crash. The wing of the charter jet hit the car in front of them and then slammed into a wall. Walker says the car was pulverized, saying they were just seconds away from death. Aviation records show the plane had taken off from Ohio and was supposed to land in Naples, Florida, around the time of the crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on all these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.